You know how it is, you're launching something new or maybe just mulling it over, and suddenly everyone's got an opinion on the right way to get noticed.
Oh, definitely. Happens all the time.
Today, we're zeroing in on one of those frequently debated topics. Can pay-per-click advertising, or PPC, really be a smart move for brand new startup ventures? You're the kind of person who wants the straight facts, so let's dive in.
Absolutely. And for someone like you who's looking to build, a solid understanding without getting lost in all the jargon, we're going to break down what you need to know.
Okay, let's start with the absolute basics then. What exactly is PPC advertising? Think of it like this. Unlike, say, old school print ads, where you pay a fixed cost upfront for the design, the printing, whether anyone sees it or not.
Right, that whole package deal.
Exactly. With PPC, the advertiser only pays when someone actually clicks or, taps on their ad online. With so much shopping happening on the web these days, you can immediately see the appeal of that kind of direct payment model.
That's right. It offers a much more direct link between your advertising spend and potential engagement. Seems more efficient, potentially.
So our mission today is to really explore whether PPC is a valuable tool in the startup toolkit. We're going to be drawing on the insights of Chris Bradley. He's a digital marketing expert based in Atlanta, specializes in Google AdWords.
Ah, okay. So someone with real-world experience.
Yeah, he's seen firsthand how this works. We want to give you a clear understanding of the arguments for and against using PPC when you're just starting out, so you can cut through the noise and make informed decisions for yourself.
And it's crucial to remember that the startup landscape is, well, it's averse. What proves effective for one new company might present totally different challenges for another.
Good point. Okay, let's unpack the for argument first. What makes PPC an attractive option for startups just getting off the ground?
Well, a big one is the typically lower initial financial commitment. As Chris Bradley points out in his article, PPC generally doesn't demand a huge upfront capital outlay, especially when you compare it to something like, I don't know, a major print advertising campaign.
Right.
So for startups often operating on pretty tight budgets, this accessibility is a huge plus.
Makes total sense. When you're starting out, every dollar needs to work hard, doesn't it? What other benefits does PPC offer then?
Well, the ease of testing and the potential for rapid scaling are also key. Startups can create and test different PPC ads relatively simply and affordably.
Okay.
They can experiment with various keywords, the terms people search for different ad wording and different audience targeting. Then, when they identify what's getting results, what's working, they can quickly ramp up those successful campaigns. It's a really agile approach.
So it's like a low-risk way to try things out and see what clicks, literally and, well, figuratively.
Precisely, yeah.
Okay.
And this agility feeds into another potential benefit, building recognition and even a sense of authority.
Authority. How so?
Well, even if someone doesn't click on your PPC ad the first time they see it, repeated exposure can still help a new company become more visible and build brand awareness. Bradley mentions that unlike a print ad that might just be passively flipped
Right,
past.
you just ignore it.
Yeah. A PPC ad requires it to be present on someone's screen. It's got their attention, at least for a moment.
That's an interesting angle. It's like subtly introducing your brand, even before someone actively engages, kind of gets in their head a bit.
Exactly. And we can't overlook the precision of targeting with PPC. Startups often have the ability to reach very specific slices of the customer base based on factors like their age, location, interests, even their online behavior.
That level of detail.
Yeah, achieving that level of specificity with more traditional advertising can be much, much more difficult and probably more expensive.
Okay, so we're seeing some clear benefits: lower initial cost, flexibility to test, and this ability to laser focus on potential customers. But the article also highlights a particular hurdle that startups often face. What's the potential downside here?
Well, the primary challenge for many new businesses is the lack of established customer demographics, that elusive market fit.
Ah, right. Market fit.
Exactly. When you're introducing a completely new product or service, you might not yet have a clear picture of who your ideal customer actually is. You're basically missing that historical data on who buys what and why.
Right, you're essentially trying to find your audience while simultaneously trying to reach them. It's a bit of a chicken and egg situation, isn't it?
Precisely. Bradley gives a relevant example. Consider a startup right here in Georgia launching a brand new type of beverage.
Okay.
Initially, they might lack the sales figures and customer insights to really pinpoint their typical buyer. In that scenario, investing heavily in PPC advertising without that fundamental understanding could be quite inefficient. You risk showing your ads to the wrong people.
And burning through cash quickly.
Exactly. You quickly deplete your limited funds.
So the very strength of PPC, its targeting capabilities, becomes a weakness if you don't yet know who to target effectively. Is that it?
Exactly. You're essentially making educated guesses, perhaps, but without real data to back them up yet.
But this is where it gets really interesting. The article then introduces a fascinating counter perspective, suggesting that PPC can be used not just as a traditional advertising channel to drive sales, but as a strategic tool to actually discover that crucial market fit. Can you elaborate on that? That sounds quite different.
Yeah. What's particularly insightful here is this shift in mindset. Instead of solely focusing on immediate sales conversions, a startup can strategically deploy PPC ads as a form of rapid market validation. Think of it like running a series of small experiments.
Okay, experiments.
Right. By presenting different ads with varying messages and targeting diverse audience segments, a startup can quickly gather data on who is responding, who's clicking, who is showing interest.
So those initial clicks and interactions become valuable data points, helping you understand who your potential customer actually is. Not just a sale, but information.
Precisely. The article highlights the view, attributed to Abdo-Rehani, that this approach allows a startup to rapidly identify the characteristics of the consumers most likely to be interested in their offering. Based on who engages with the ads, the company can then refine its messaging, its targeting, and even potentially gain insights that could lead to adjustments in the product or service itself.
That's a really smart way to flip the script. So the advertising budget isn't just an expense. It's an investment in crucial market intelligence. It's about learning who your customer is through their interactions.
Exactly. And for you, someone who values efficient knowledge acquisition, using PPC in this way can significantly accelerate the process of finding that market fit, potentially saving considerable time and resources compared to, well, less direct methods of market research.
Okay, that reframes the whole conversation. It's not just about selling, it's about learning. Now, we touched on the advantage of scalability earlier. How does that play into this idea of using PPC for testing and identifying your ideal customer?
Well, the scalability of PPC is vital in this context because it allows for the kind of low-cost initial experimentation we just discussed. Startups don't need to launch massive, expensive campaigns right out of the gate.
Right. You don't bet the farm immediately.
Exactly. They can start with smaller budgets, test different assumptions about their audience and their messaging, and then scale up the approaches that prove most effective. This iterative process of testing and refining is absolutely key in those early stages when you're still learning about your market.
So you're not having to make a huge bet before you even know what hand you're holding, so to speak. You get some data first.
Exactly. As Bradley emphasizes, the ultimate goal, of course, is for the revenue generated by your campaigns to eventually exceed the cost of running those PPC ads. That's profitability.
Sure, you need to make money eventually.
But in the initial phases, careful data-driven testing is what lays the foundation for achieving that long-term profitability. It's about learning what works before you scale significantly.
And it sounds like this fundamental capability of digital advertising to test and then grow is a really universal benefit that could apply to a wide range of startups, no matter what industry they're operating in.
Absolutely. Whether you're offering a physical product, a digital subscription, or even an entirely novel service, the ability to quickly test different approaches and adapt your strategy based on real-world data is incredibly powerful. It's just fundamental.
Okay, so let's synthesize this for our listener. What's a core message if they're weighing whether to use PPC for their new venture? What should they take away?
I think the key takeaway is that PPC advertising can indeed be a valuable asset for startups, but perhaps with a slightly different initial focus than simply driving immediate sales. Particularly in the early stages, strategically using PPC to test different messages and pinpoint your ideal customer can be an incredibly effective way to accelerate the discovery of your market fit.
But there's always a but.
Well, yes, it's absolutely essential to be aware of that initial lack of deep market understanding and to deploy your PPC budget thoughtfully, you know, with a clear testing strategy in mind. Don't just throw money at it blindly.
That's a really insightful perspective. It's about seeing advertising not just as a sales tool, but as a crucial learning mechanism. Okay, so given this capacity to so precisely target and experiment with PPC, Here's a thought for you to consider long after this deep dive.
Mm.
What are some unexpected ways a truly innovative startup could leverage this, not just to define who their customer is, but perhaps even to shape what their product ultimately becomes based on the feedback gleaned from those initial online interactions?
Mm.
It's almost like the market itself could co-create the product through these early advertising experiments. What do you think?
That's a fascinating point. It really highlights the potential for a dynamic and responsive relationship between a new venture and its potential user base, driven by the data loops inherent in PPC testing, could really change product development.
Yeah. And just to give you a bit more background on the expertise we've been drawing from, the article we've been discussing today was authored by Chris Bradley. As a co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing, he brings like over two decades of experience in the trenches of sales and marketing.
24 years. Yeah. That's significant.
It really is. And it's also worth noting his deep ties to Georgia and the Atlanta business community, where he's been working with businesses for many years. So he's seen firsthand the realities, both the successes and, you know, the stumbles for startups navigating this digital terrain.
His extensive experience certainly adds weight to the insights he provides in the article. It's not just theory.
Absolutely. So if you're out there with a new business or even just a concept you're exploring, we encourage you to think about how these principles might apply to your situation. Could PPC be more than just another advertising channel? Could it be a key to unlocking a deeper understanding of your market and the true potential of your idea? That's your challenge to consider. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.